And if you ask me what is emotions, that in emotions are that energy which is in motion. If I am angry, you will immediately, whether you are online or offline, that energy of mine will travel to you. You will feel that.
Hello everyone, I am Jitendra Singh. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs and more. Today I have with me Ms. Anju Saini. She is a corporate trainer, clinical hypnotherapist, a Reiki grandmaster and also the founder of Alternative Healing Center, which was formed in 2004. She is taking online and offline workshops on Reiki at all levels, tarot card reading, angel chakra balancing. She is also doing online and offline services for distance healing, past life regression therapy, inner child work, tarot card reading and relationship counseling. And she is also doing corporate trainings on various topics such as leadership, public speaking, motivational, transformational training, employees training, life coaching, stress, anger, anxiety management and so on. So today she will be discussing with us about her life journey. So let us hear from her. Welcome Anju ma'am, the platform is open and now over to you.
Thank you, Jitendraji, for giving me this opportunity. And I am really grateful and a gratitude to you that through you, maybe I will be reaching so many people. And the topic I want to share is really a need of today's life.
Right. So first thing I'd like to know from you is ki, how did your past life has affected the person who you wanted to be in your life and what you are?
As far as past life is concerned, Jitendraji, first thing I just want to clear with the people's concept. सोचते हैं पास्ट लाइफ रिग्रेशन मींस आप पिछले जन्म में चले जाते हैं. सो इट्स नॉट ऑलवेज अबाउट पास्ट लाइफ. पास्ट मींस आज से पहले मेरे साथ जो कुछ भी हुआ, वेदर इट इज इन माय यंग टाइम, माय चाइल्डहुड टाइम, इवन इन माय मदर्स वॉम, दैट ऑल इज रिलेटेड टू पास्ट. सो व्हाट एवर एक्सपीरियंस आई हैड डन इन माय पास्ट, ओ दैट इज इफेक्टिंग टू मी राइट नाउ. सो इन नटशेल आई विल से, व्हाट एवर आई एम गोइंग थ्रू इन लाइफ, व्हाट एवर नेगेटिव इमोशंस आई एम गोइंग थ्रू इन लाइफ राइट नाउ, उसका कोर इशू, उसका सीड कहीं ना कहीं मेरे पास्ट में है, विच इज ट्रिगरिंग अगेन and again in my present life and hampering my present life somehow, either in my career or in my relations or in my family, anywhere. So it's need to or mostly hum log क्या करते. बिफोर आई वॉज इन दिस, आई अंडरस्टूड दिस कॉन्सेप्ट एंड आई वॉज इन दिस मॉडलिटी. अर्लियर आई वॉज इन टू अ वेरी मच ब्लेम गेम, लोगों ने मेरे साथ ऐसा किया, माई बिजनेस, माई क्लाइंट्स आर नॉट डूइंग गुड, और माई फैमिली मेंबर्स आर नॉट रेसिप्रोकेटिंग द वे आई वॉन्ट टू बी. सो इट वॉज ऑलवेज अदर्स, अदर्स, अदर्स. बट वेन आई अंडरस्टूड द हाउ अवर माइंड वर्क, वॉट एक्सपीरियंस आई हैड इन माई पास्ट, दे आर ऑल टूगेदर आर द result of what I am today.
True.
So that is it. So I need to now logo should be, in fact log bolte na kya know thyself, wo kya and know thyself nahi hai, I would rather say know myself before you know thyself. Correct. If you really want to make your life happy.
That's true. So yeah. If I talk about childhood time, when you were growing, so you would be having certain thoughts that I want to do something in life, and you are doing what you are doing now. So is there any difference, or you have different thoughts altogether?
Yeah, definitely. When I was young, I always wanted to do something of my own, where I can proudly say that this is my creation, but somehow it didn't work. I got married very early. Then there was a phase when I couldn't have my kids for a long time. But now when I, because at that time it was like what I was going through, that emotionally, that phase of life, it was always saying to God, why me, why me? But now when I have understood why all this happened in my life and what I am today, so now it's my slogan is to God is try me, because every why is now giving me a new lesson and enlightening me towards a different level.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful, because our life journey is all about new experiences and new learning.
Yes.
So moving on to the next one, if I talk about things you are passionate about in your life, what are those things?
See, passionate about me, there are a lot of things, because I live in now. instead of what I was passionate or what I will be passionate. I enjoy everything. Right now, I'm passionate about talking with you. So I like connecting with people, knowing them. Because Jatinder ji, before I was a housewife, it was only knowing a certain group of people and making my decisions according to what I see them, how I see them. But since I'm working since a long time, 2004, and I have met a lot of people. And after meeting them, I have just realized what I was going through was just a peanut. But what world is going through is, it's really a motivation that in that situations also, how they are coping with it. So I'm passionate meeting with people and knowing them. Yeah.
Great. And apart from that, you are doing so many things and you are really passionate about your work as well. So throw some light onto it as well. Which are the things you are passionate about from your work?
Okay, that's an interesting look to summarize my life story into very few lines. That I was a simple graduate in music and philosophy, and I got married, and then I was a housewife. Then a certain period came when I really wanted to do something for myself. And in the field I was, in the environment I was, तो music तो बहुत साल पहले पीछे छूट गया था और philosophy तो हमारी चलती रहती है day and life में, but that was not my topic. So I was having a hobby of reading tarot cards.
Okay.
So that was the only one thing which was in my hand. So I started my journey with tarot cards in 2004.
Okay.
And at that time there was not much tarot readers. So I was in a very few tarot readers, and people were very inquisitive about knowing them. And that was the reason when people were coming to me, I was knowing. And the more I was doing, the more I was exploring it. Then one fine day, mere bhi dimag mein ek keeda chala ki ye tarot card se intuition itna strong kaise ho. So that was there. Then it was, the intuition comes from your mind. So your mind may, conscious mind and subconscious mind are there, and subconscious mind जिस तरह से हमारे घर के स्टोर में जो चीज हमें नहीं चाहिए होती हम रख देते हैं, तो वैसे ही हमारे स्टोर में बहुत सारी चीजें जो पास्ट में हमारे एक्सपीरियंसेस है वो रखे हुए हैं. और जब चाहिए होता है हमें कुछ, तो हमको ये मालूम होता है मेरे स्टोर में है, लेकिन स्टोर में कहां पड़ा है, हमें नहीं मिलता. तो फिर जब तक वो नहीं मिलता तब तक वो हमें ट्रिगर करता रहता है. सेम थिंग हैपन्स विद अवर लाइफ ऑल्सो. तो ऐसा ही कुछ मेरे साथ भी हुआ. Because I wanted to do something, इसी चक्कर में मैंने फिर later on boutique भी खोला, घर के मसाले, शुद्ध मसाले बनाने भी शुरू किए, but that didn't work. And one fine day, I was just fighting with my deity, and it was a meditative state, but I didn't knew M of meditation at that time. So, but in that, my subconscious told me that I sent you on this earth to help people, cure people and solve their problems. But you are selling all these materialistic things. That is, you are doing with your own wish and will. So I laughed at myself when I opened my eyes. Hey Anju, you are just a music graduate person, and how you are going to cure people? I'm talking this is almost about 2002 this happened. So I laughed at myself, because at that time it was BSc ke medical students can only cure people and help people and solve their problems. So that was there. But today when I look back that what I am doing as a counselor or as a therapist or as a trainer, I'm helping people to do that. So there was a reply in my subconscious mind, जो हम लोग बहुत कम अपने subconscious mind को सुनते हैं, क्योंकि जब हम लोग कभी अकेले अपने साथ बात ही नहीं करते, कभी अपने साथ बैठेंगे बात करेंगे तभी तो पता चलेगा मुझे क्या चाहिए. हमको वो चाहिए होता है जो दूसरे के पास है, but why I am sent on this earth ये हमें पता नहीं होता. That we can only come to know until or unless we don't sit with ourselves. And then happened, I was blessed with two children, and my younger daughter, she had a staphylococcal pneumonia. Doctors said that it is difficult for her to survive. And at that time, Reiki was happening in India. Talking about 2001. Reiki, tab tha, chalan tha Reiki ka. So one of my friends, she was a Reiki master. Then she taught me, she made me master, you heal her. And it really worked. So after doing tarot, I thought, why not to teach this modality also to people, which has helped me, my family. Cool. And this is how, फिर वो Reiki कैसे work किया, वो tarot का तो चल ही रहा था intuition, Reiki का भी add हो गया. Then I wanted to know how mind works. What is that my intuition levels are so accurate. So then I did NLP. NLP was all about conscious level. where I can counsel the people, but root cause फिर भी उसमें कहीं पे there was a missing in that. Then it happened, then Calcutta में clinical hypnotherapy classes हुआ. I did that. I went to Delhi to do all the course and Bombay. And I came to know really how our subconscious mind works. And that was the, after that it was not a look back.
Right, that's really wonderful. So if I talk about your work and experiences, some of the things you have already mentioned, like how you started your work, what all you did so far, you have done so many training programs on different things. So please throw some light on that, how you started your career, what are you doing now?
Chalo, jahan se maine khatam kiya tha, wahi se start karti hu.
Right.
Yeah. So after Reiki classes, then I came to know that how mind works, then I became a therapist. And therapist mein phir mera andar mein ye kaha ki in my office, in my chamber, one to one I am doing it. But somehow there was I want that ek saath agar bahut sare logo ko agar is cheez ki jankari mil jaye to it will be a big help to them that how our mind works. Then that was the best thing was if I could be a trainer. Lekin trainer banne ke liye ye tha bhi if I become a trainer also, but I don't know the people, no masses, how I'm going to reach the masses. So then I joined one of my friend Purvi Mehrotra. She just introduced me to an NGO which work on communication skills of youngsters. So okay. JCI Junior Chamber International. So I joined that as a member. Then I became a board member of that local organization. Then I became governing board of their zone. And at last, my dream was true that I became a trainer there with their guidance. There are certain steps which we have to follow to become a trainer. And having all that guidance as a trainer, that I implemented on corporates and or the employees of small scale industries, and right. which gives me a satisfaction.
Great. So you are working with corporates, you are working with individuals as well, and doing your training programs also.
Yeah.
So now you are doing practice also.
जैसे कि हम किसी कंपनी में जाते हैं वहां पर कुछ एम्प्लॉयज होते हैं लाइक दे हैव कैपेसिटी दे हैव कैपेबिलिटी बट दे डोंट नो एट दैट टाइम एट सर्टेन मोमेंट देयर माइंड डोंट वर्क और देयर बॉडी डोंट वर्क दे आर नॉट एबल टू टेक आउट देयर बेस्ट आउट ऑफ देम सो वहां पर पर्सनल थेरेपीज हेल्प्स अ लॉट एंड लाइकली अभी एक कंपनी में आई वॉज जस्ट वर्किंग विथ उनका एम्प्लॉय वॉज वेरी A class employee, but from 7 months he was not giving that performance which he used to, and company was thinking to whether to keep that employee or leave that employee because it has given the best to the company also. So we had a talk, then they sent him to me, and I came to know that person was having a lot of problems in his life in that time period which he was not able to share with anyone.
Correct.
And I worked on him. There was 3-4 sittings he required and after that he was back to where he was to give his best performance. So at times people need ears to listen and understand.
Correct.
So that helps a lot in personal one-to-ones.
Right, because possibly they have certain problems which they cannot share with everybody.
Yes.
Right. So if I talk about your vision, mission and goal in life for next 5-10 years from now, what do you think that should be?
If you talk about my vision, I will just say I want to create a small India in every human being's mind. Because all this knowledge has come from our ancient scripts. वहाँ पर ऑलरेडी पहले से ही है. पीपल आर कमिंग फ्रॉम अब्रॉड एंड गिविंग टीचिंग्स एंड लेसन्स हियर, आइदर इट इज योगा और प्राणायाम और वट एवर और दिस टीचिंग्स, दे वर ऑलरेडी देयर. लाइक अगर आपने हनुमान चालीसा पढ़ते हैं तो युग सहस्त्र योजन पर भानु लील्यो ताहि पद पर जानो, मतलब उनको पहले से ही पता था कितना सन हमसे दूर है या मून दूर है. It is already there in our scripts. So I just want to create a small India. I'm a very patriotic person actually. So I want to create a small India in everyone's mind before.
That's really a wonderful thought.
Yeah, thank you.
And if we all start to believe in that, our ancient sculptures, books we have, whatever we have in our history, if we start believing in that, if we start learning that, that will create great impact on all of us. So if I talk about the most important life lessons you have learned from your personal and professional journey so far, so what are those things?
See, the first thing which changed me a lot was not to judge people.
Right.
Because 80% of our energy goes in judging people. And when you don't do that, now you have ample of energy within yourself to work on.
Correct.
And with that energy, you can really fulfill the purpose of your life.
True.
And you can control your emotions.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful, because when you are in power, you have all the doors open.
Yeah.
Right. So you talked about emotions and you talked about mindset also. Mind also. If I talk about the thing which we are hearing so often these days, having a right emotional balance or having a right control, emotional control. So what is that and how to achieve that?
See, I will just, as you said about emotions, because emotions are the one biggest thing that we need to control on, because we are I must tell you, pehle hum log, I just used to think that I have come on this earth to enjoy life, eat good, wear good, and have a luxurious life, a good bungalow and a good car. But I later on, when I realized that this earth is just a school of learnings, and where we have come to learn to control our emotions. And if you ask me what is emotions, that in emotions are that energy which is in motion. If I am angry, you will immediately, whether you are online or offline, that energy of mine will travel to you. You will feel that. For example, if you are walking on a road and you are seeing a stranger, and as you are young, Jatinderji, if you see a beautiful lady going on a road, the first thing you will say, oh wow, what a beauty. And like in second thought, uska, when you see, or like, she is beautiful but seems to be very rude. You don't know that person, you have never met that person, but how come these thoughts came into your mind? And she is far away from you. That is because what, that are the vibes, that is the energy she is throwing towards people,
right,
which is connecting to your energy and giving that message to you. And maybe she is in the thoughts that she is planning something in her mind at that time, and that is what energy she is exploring. And when you will go to a party at night, the same lady, you are seeing that she is very vibrant, lively, and her aura is so colorful. That why so? Why this huge difference? Morning mein dekha to road pe to she was rude, and now she is very bubbly chubbly. Because what thought process, what mind is at that moment of us, she is just spreading that energy to us. So it's very important what you think, you justly immediately transform it to others.
Correct. And we never give a thought onto it, like what it is all about, like why people is responding in such a way.
Yeah.
Right. So how to understand more onto it?
See, to understand more to onto it is you have to understand what you are thinking and how you are thinking. Because every child who is born in this earth is born with a plain paper, with blank. Aba usme thoda sa usme 10% memory, cellular memories are there, which are from the his soul has incarnated. And it's very nicely, people don't incarnate, their souls incarnate. Apni soul ke saath ek cellular memories leke aate hain, aur jaise hi wo is materialistic world ke saath connect ho jate hain, wo cellular memories dheere dheere fade ho jati hain. They can be recalled only when you tap on them.
Okay.
And that also with the help of a therapist or any who is expert in that, to make you reach to that level.
Right.
So that is how we, our mind works. Fir uske baad hamare parents jo hame teaching, the 0 to 6 years child is in control of mother. He just follows her mother, because that is the only one person who is always close to her.
Correct.
Or him. Then 6 to 9 is the bacha tab school mein jana shuru kar deta, then that is the peers. Jo mere peers karte hain, that he takes the information from them, whether my peer is having this or that, how it is and how they behave, how they connect with you. And from 9 to 12 is a very crucial age, because that is the time when your subconscious mind is developing more. That, and it's really, I just want to convey this to the society and to the world, that be very passionate and be very practical with your children at the age of 9 to 14. 14. Because what they accept at that age and what they assume or what perceptions they make at that age, that will go till their life throughout.
So this is the most crucial time period.
Yes. Or hum log parents, because we are not aware of it, so we take it very granted. Okay, bada ho jayega, samajh jayega, bada hoga, samajh jayega. At the age of when he will do or she will do on her own, she will get. But that will keep on triggering. For example, if a father at the house shouted at home always and tells that I take care of it, you don't do this, you don't, that child assumes that this is the way how the owner of the house is supposed to be. Hey. If my friend's father, he is very quiet, he is very shant, he comes from work, he sits nicely, he is busy with their own, he don't talk with children much, then he thinks, the child assumes that this is the way the owner of the house should be. So when he or she gets elder, they catch up that energies of their father. So my request to all the fathers, Jitinder ji, you also, when you have a children, be very practical and be very connected to your children at that time age, because they are learning from you.
Correct. Yeah. That's really a wonderful thought, because that is the time when we can connect with them more.
Yeah.
Right. So, since you have been talking about mind, body, so onto it, like how we always have a disconnect between mind and body. Mind asks you to do something and body like is not willing to do it. So, how to get disconnect away from mind and body, and how to have a right balance, emotional balance to achieve that? How we can do it?
Yes. Yeah. So, as an example, I just want to just ask all my viewers who are listening and audience, that ask yourself when you get up in the morning, if you get up with the thought that I should exercise now, your mind is saying that I must take care of my health and I should walk or I should exercise.
Right.
Whether you get up immediately or your body saying, "Aaj rehne do, leave it today, I'll do it from tomorrow." And correct. You just are into your blanket back again. So if you are doing that, it means your body is controlling your mind. And if you are getting up immediately and going for your walk or exercise or do work, whatever you want, it means your mind is controlling your body. So if when body, correct. Because humari body bahut, our body want comfort. Agar dono mein sink नहीं है, we will not be achieved, because whatever we will be achieving on this earth will be through this body only. Because when this body is there, आपके mind में million of ideas रहे, you will not be able to do it. Because there was one book, Die Empty. The book name was Die Empty. उसमें author ने पूछा था, which is the most expensive land on this earth? And you know, the expensive land is on this earth is the graveyard, because million of ideas are being graved there. The people, because of their body, they couldn't take out their ideas.
Correct.
So if God has given you that beautiful mind, beautiful brain with a lot of things, please sync with your body and explore that ideas, whatever you are having. And if you want to be in sync with that, meditations, pranayam, yeah, counselings, yeah, coachings, because at times there are different kind of people. Those are one who are 0 to 10, they are 10% responsible. They don't need anyone's guidance and they can do themselves.
Correct.
At 0 to 8, there are people, those who need someone to push them. Yaar, aaj kar le, dear, aaj kar lo. 0 to 5, there are some people, those who need one person specially who should follow them. Aaj kiya ke nahi kiya. And 0 to 5 ke niche wale wo log hai jinko gurukul mein bhej diya jata hai, go and be into their shelter and learn from there only.
Right.
So where you are, you have to see from which premises you are thinking, you are just trying to be in sync with your body.
Right. So it's all about like the level of consciousness you are on the basis of that you're learning, things happen.
So wahi main bol rahi hu Jitendra, first of all know yourself, how your mind and your body want to work. Hum log sirf dusron ko copy karna bahut easily kar dete hain. We are all copycats. We need to, this person has earned this, I will also earn like him. This person has done this, I would also would like to. Dekhi, hum master copy bahut rare log ban pate hain. So we need to master our mind and body to become the master copy.
Yes. So the only thing which can happen is like to create and fact and to get a connect between mind and body is to understand yourself first and start exploring things, like improve your learning and improve the areas where you are lacking.
So if in case it is a blockage or a hindrance that you are not able to improve your area, so it means somewhere in your subconscious mind there is a issue which is giving hindrance to do what you want. So you can easily take in help of a counselor or a therapist to go to your subconscious mind where they can help you out. Actually kya hamare na society mein ek taboo hai ki agar aap counselor ke paas ja rahe ho, are tumhara dimag theek se chal nahi raha hai kya, are you mad that you are going to a psychic or a counselor? But I tell you, nowadays mental health is equally important as your physical health.
Correct.
And because जैसे जैसे एडवांस होता जा रहा है ये जमाना, दिस सोसाइटी, दिस कम्युनिटी, दिस वर्ल्ड इज जैसे जैसे एडवांस होते जा रहे हैं, सेल्फ से जो हमारी अपनी एक्सपेक्टेशंस है वो और बढ़ती जा रही
है.
आई रिमेम्बर व्हेन वी वर चाइल्ड वी यूज्ड टू आस्क अवर पेरेंट्स भी, मेरे को बड़े होके क्या बनना है, व्हाट आई वांट टू बी व्हेन आई विल बी एट सो एंड सो एज. बट नाउअडेज चिल्ड्रन आर सेल्फ सफिशिएंट, दे नो व्हाट दे वांट टू बी व्हेन दे आर ऑफ दिस एज. So now they have more expectations from themselves, and when they are not able to reach there, तो वो एक प्रेशर क्रिएट हो जाता है, प्रेशर फ्रॉम द सोसाइटी, प्रेशर फ्रॉम द पीयर्स, एंड माई नीड्स ऑल्सो गेट्स दैट एडवांस दैट अगर मुझे ये गाड़ी चाहिए तो आई हैव टू वर्क दिस मच. सो दैट प्रेशर क्रिएट एंग्जाइटी, फियर्स एंड फोबियाज इन अ लाइफ, एंड हेल्पलेसनेस भी आ जाती है कभी. यू आर वर्किंग सो हार्ड बट यू आर नॉट एबल टू अचीव द रिजल्ट्स व्हाट दे शुड बी. सो यहाँ आपकी कई बार क्या होता है, स्मॉल स्मॉल थिंग्स, मेरी घर में बेटियों की शादी नहीं हो रही है, या कई बार तो कई फैमिलीज में पैटर्न होता है कि बेटियों की शादी हो गई है बट दे आर नॉट हैप्पी इन देयर ससुराल.
राइट.
सो दिस इज बिकम्स अ पैटर्न. सो वी कैन गो टू द रूट कॉज ऑफ दिस पैटर्न फ्रॉम वेयर दिस स्टार्टेड. वॉज देयर एनी कर्स और वॉर इन देयर फैमिली दैट दिस पैटर्न इज बींग रिपीटेड? एंड आई हैड डन मेनी केसेस लाइक दिस वेयर दिस वॉर वॉज देयर. फोर फादर्स में कहीं पे कुछ हुआ था एंड दे अब्यूज द गर्ल और समथिंग एंड दैट कर्स वॉज फॉलोइंग देयर लीनेज.
ओके.
सो दिस कैन हैपन विद योर करियर ऑल्सो, विद योर वेल्थ ऑल्सो. तुम जितना मर्जी कमा लो, देख तुम सुख नहीं ले पाओगे. पीपल हैव एम्पायर्स बट दे डोंट हैव टाइम टू स्पेंड फ्यू आवर्स इन दैट एम्पायर. सो वी नीड टू गो टू द रूट कॉज वट एवर इज हैपनिंग इन अवर लाइफ एंड दैट ओनली अ ट्विस्ट कैन हेल्प यू आउट. And be one person, because this is my life, this is my time, this is my efforts, then I should give my best when I have got an opportunity to be a human being on this earth.
Correct. So most important thing is when you realize there is a problem, you need to identify a solution and you need to put effort yourself only, because there could be solution that you can find within. Like if you're lacking in some learning areas, you can improve that by joining an online or offline course. If you're lacking with something which you don't understand, then you rightly pointed out you should go to an expert. If you are having physical challenges, then you go to a doctor. But you, if you are having a mental challenges or mental stress, tension, anxiety, anything, you go to a doctor who is expert in those things. Could be a hypnotherapist, could be a psychiatrist, or could be anyone who can help you. But that all depends on the requirement side. What exactly you require at that point in time.
Yeah. So one thing more I would like to share with you that on this body, इस हमारे शरीर में कुछ भी होने से पहले हमारी जो सटल बॉडी है, जो हमारा ऑरा है, इसमें 6 months पहले से हम लोग को इंडिकेशंस मिलने शुरू हो जाते हैं. इट टेक 6 months टू, आप डॉक्टर्स के पास भी जाइए, दे रिकमेंड दैट यू शुड डू टेस्ट रेगुलरली आफ्टर 6 months, बिकॉज फ्रॉम योर सटल बॉडी टू फिजिकल बॉडी इट टेक 6 months टू रीच देयर.
ओके.
एंड हाउ इट रीचेस थ्रू योर थॉट प्रोसेस. आई विल गिव यू जस्ट वन एग्जांपल. व्हाट आर दिस शोल्डर्स मेंट फॉर जतिंदर जी? आई विल आस्क यू.
रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी.
इफ यू टेक रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एज अ बर्डन, यू विल हैव अ shoulder pain on you because you are taking this as a burden. So your body will start showing on your shoulders, yeah, I am having this responsibility which is being forced on. Right. Either it will be my own responsibility. I have taken responsibility, I will buy a car in this 4 months. And if I am not able to do that, I will start having a pain on my shoulder. Left and right signifies yourself and others. So accordingly, if you are going on the right side, it is for others. And if you are going on the left side, it is for yourself. Because left side mein heart hai na, heart is my sinking.
So if somebody is facing like pain in shoulders basically, and if on left side, then that means they have issues related to themselves.
They must see that what thing in their life is happening that they are taking it as a burden or a big responsibility.
Correct.
And so each and every organ has some emotion in the body. Okay. So when the client comes, we try to take out that accordingly. What's happening in their life.
We are taking additional questions. These days we are seeing back pain. Back pain is a common thing which is happening to most people. Lower back, middle back or upper back. Mm-hmm. So any thing related to that also?
Surely. So back, what is back for?
Strength.
Strength and support. We give support through the with the we get the support through back. So it signifies support also. And back maybe there are certain segments. They signify something. If in lower back you are having, lower back is the root chakra. There are 7 chakras in the body. Root chakra, when the roots, to stay on this earth, you need roti, kapda or makan. So if you are having some problem somewhere in that segment, so you will have that backache problems. But it is mostly support, but on which part of the back you are having that, it will have different
So lower back signifies your basic needs
to survival on this earth. You need roti, kapda or makan.
Right, so that's really wonderful to know, and probably we will have further more discussion onto it next time. So moving on to the next one. So are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person while meeting people or facing audiences, and what are the pluses and minuses of the same?
See, every human being is very selfish on this earth. So we are introvert and extrovert by our choices. So what satiates our ego, our mind, we become that at that very moment, whatever benefits they are giving us. So I am very extrovert, otherwise I was very introvert. Everyone is introvert and extrovert in their life, but percentage differ from person to person.
Right.
I was more of an introvert in the beginning, but now I have become very extrovert. And it has different advantages of that. After being extrovert, I have opportunities to connect with many people, to understand. And while understanding them, I am understanding myself more.
Wonderful.
So knowing thyself, I am knowing myself.
That is really important.
Yeah.
Great. And we were just talking about support. So who all the people supported you the most in your journey?
See, everyone is a big support. My friends first and my family foremost. My husband, my children and my friends. And this social media, this advertising companies, this organization. Everyone has been a big support to me, and my today's support is Mr. Jitendra Singh.
Thank you so much. So if I talk about motivation and inspiration, how you get your motivation and inspiration from?
See, at the certain age, there were many idols of mine whom I used to follow. Mother Teresa and Rabindranath, because I used to write in the pehle starting mein to Rabindranath Tagore ji, and then musicians also, how they can transform, do show magic. But now I understand that magic is just the illusion of your eyes. So how mind get eluted, that is what I understood more.
Correct.
So that is what is like now. I just went into my and I forgot what you asked me.
So how you get your motivation and inspiration?
So my motivation is mostly I have a goal in my life. As I told you, I want to create a small India in every mind, every person's mind.
Wonderful.
So my the way I just want that our culture, our traditions, there is a science behind them. So even whatever rituals, even we put a tilak, that is there is also a science behind it.
Correct.
If ladies wear a ring, there is also a science behind them. So that is all in our ancient books.
True.
And Jatindaji, few years back, in 5-6 years back, I just went to Auroville, that is in Pondicherry. There I saw a few French people have formed one colony over there, where only French people are connected to each other.
Okay.
So God is there with me. Jald hi, I just want to create that small India in every country.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So because our culture is so rich and we hardly know even 1% of it actually.
Yes, yeah.
So that is a need of an hour. Like, we should spread awareness more onto it.
Yeah, true. So, and I will now, just help this social media also. Because of this social media, a lot of awareness has come. Otherwise, we just used to look for the books to read to get knowledge and all that. But social media has been a big help. But only again, depending on how you utilize this social media.
Correct. And if we talk about reading, very few people in India prefer reading, like books.
Yeah.
But social media have created a huge impact because everybody is love to watch videos these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of the people, like more than 80% people, would be on social media and grabbing things from there as compared to books.
Yes. Yeah.
So on to it further, if I talk about your take on success, so what does it look like to you? What is your take on success?
For me, every moment is a success when every client or every every soul comes to me and I see a smile in their face when they leave my office, or when they are going to their place, from when they are departing from me, or when they are going to achieve what they want to. When they leave me, when they have a smile in their face, that is the biggest success for me.
Right. So spreading happiness is what makes us successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So now we are moving on to the last one. Any message or advice you would like to make to our audience, viewers and listeners?
I just would like to just say, people, that if you are having any challenge in your life which you are not able to achieve, please take help of someone, because it is really good to be someone's help or take someone's help. It is equally good. And please come out of that taboo that therapists and counselors are only required when your mind is not working. It is that to make mind on the right track, we need some certain guidance in our life.
Correct.
And also that keep your energy high, because the energy, the kind of energy you will throw out of your body, the kind of people will get connected to you. If you are saying that I always get failure in my life, please check your thought process, that where are you failing in your thoughts, that you are manifesting or you are attracting that failure in your life. But I must tell you, the one mantra of my life which has really helped me, that never keep the key of your happiness in the pocket of other person, because when that person or that situation or that happening goes, your happiness goes with that. Always keep the key of your happiness in your own pocket, so that wherever you go with a smile and your happiness along. Thank you.
That's really a wonderful thought, because when we go with a positive smile, everything around us looks like that everything is positive and everything is vibrant.
Yeah.
Great.
And so, thank you, Jatindaji, for giving me this opportunity. And I'm really grateful and gratitude to you.
And it was really wonderful having you here, ma'am. And I was really willing to extend this session for more time as well. So, and I must say, I was really enjoying the discussion because of various reasons. First, it was about knowing ourselves is most important thing in our life. People miss out onto it. And secondly, you pointed out rightly about our Indian culture, which is very vast, very huge, and we hardly know about it. We should explore it, learn it, and understand it. It will benefit us. And thirdly, you talked about how we can create a balance between our mind and body, which is very important. And that is not that difficult too. And fourthly, you pointed out, right, if we are struggling with any of the thing, problem or challenges, or maybe if our performance is dipping for any reason, which we may or may not be aware of, so we can seek for help from outside. That is really important. And also this, I must thank you for your time and effort for explaining these things to us. And I'd like to have you again soon to talk about other things as well. Like you were talking about few things which we could not continue more onto it, but probably we will have discussion onto them further.
Sure.
So thank you so very much. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Your social media links so that people can be in touch with you, take your help, guidance.
Yeah,
so guys, don't out too. And thank you so very much everyone for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Have a good day. Thank you and bye-bye.